Hey there, guys and gals, all you hip cats, cool kittens, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. Welcome back to another episode of the Diesel Punk Podcast. I am your host, the comic book loving, time traveling, prophet of pop culture, the voice of Diesel Punk, the artist also known as the Bamboozlist, Big Daddy Cool. I'm John Pica, but you can call me Johnny. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about some news that came out of San Diego Comic-Con about The Rocketeer. We're also going to talk about Iron Sky, the sequel called The Coming Race. And we're going to do a review of the graphic novel trade paperback collection of the comic book series Herald, or Heralds, Lovecraft and Tesla. And in honor of H.P. Lovecraft, I am sporting a Miskatonic University t-shirt just so that we can talk about that. Now, before we get into our main topics, we got to acknowledge our sponsor, Magic Subscription Box. Magic Subscription Box is a magic shop in your mailbox. And you get it for about 30 bucks a month, and it comes packed full of about $60 worth of magic. I'm expecting mine any minute today, and we'll do a review on that on our YouTube channel on BDC TV, so you'll want to check that out. But they deliver a magic shop to your mailbox every month for about 30 bucks. You can get it for 50% off your first month's order if you use my promo code BDCMagic at checkout at magicsubscriptionbox.com. So go check them out. All right, so this past weekend was San Diego Comic-Con in San Diego, California. Funny how that works out, huh? And a lot of great news came out about the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the DC Universe. And we're not going to talk about either of those, but some really cool news came out from Disney that involves a classic Diesel Punk property. And I am talking about The Rocketeer. As you guys know, Disney produced the Rocketeer movie back in the 90s. Great movie. Starred Jennifer Connelly and Timothy Dalton and a couple of other great... let's see, who else was in this? Who played Cliff Secord? It was... I can't find it on here. Alan Arkin was in this as well. Phenomenal movie. Unbelievable, unbelievable adaptation of the original comic book series by Dave Stevens. And if you've not read any of the Rocketeer comics, I just happen to have the complete collection by Dave Stevens. This is in hardcover. And this is all of Dave Stevens' original Rocketeer comics. It is essential Diesel Punk reading. So if you've not read the Rocketeer graphic novels or comic series, go pick some up. Since Dave Stevens passed away, a lot of other artists and writers have taken the mantle or taken the legacy of the Rocketeer and created some great stuff. Most recently, my favorite was the series Rocketeer at War. And I highly recommend you check out the Rocketeer. Started with a comic. Then it got adapted into a movie. Great movie. This is a Diesel Punk classic. And there have been toys and spin-offs. I happened to pick up this little cute little Orbs vinyl pop at Comic-Con a couple of weeks ago. Not the Comic-Con, a Comic-Con. But as a film property, Disney really hasn't done anything with The Rocketeer. And at San Diego Comic-Con, they announced a brand new Rocketeer animated series for the Disney Junior category or channel or branding, I guess you would call it. Now, already, fandom has lost their mind. Now, look, we knew that there was and still is a new movie in development called The Rocketeers, plural. And the new movie that is in development, the storyline is that Cliff Secord has gone missing, and this is after World War II, and a new Rocketeer straps on the pack to take on the mantle, but it's an African-American woman who is inspired by the real-life character of Bessie Coleman. And if you don't know the story of Bessie Coleman, go learn it. She was one of the great aviation pioneers. Just phenomenal character out of history. But we had also been hearing rumors that they were going to develop a junior animated series. And at San Diego Comic-Con, they did release that. Now, we have posted the story and the trailer right below here on our Facebook page. So you want to go and click on that. Otherwise, I would just show it to you right here. I guess I could on my iPad, but I'm not going to do that. The story follows Kit, who is a young girl who receives a surprise package on her birthday, revealing that she's the next in line to become the Rocketeer, a legendary superhero who has the ability to fly with the help of a rocket-powered jetpack. Armed with her cool new gear and secret identity, Kit is ready to take flight and save the day with her gadget-minded best friend, Tess, and Butch, the Bulldog, by her side. And this is geared towards kids 2 to 7 and their families. And each of the episodes of The Rocketeer features 2 11-minute stories and includes an original song. Now, I've not heard the song, I don't think, unless they play it in the trailer. Let's click on the trailer and see what we get, shall we? You can find the trailer on YouTube as well. Now, a couple of things strike me about this. Giving a jetpack to a young girl to become a superhero as a child is incredibly irresponsible. I get it. We're creating a character to appeal to the kids. Couple of things I do really like about this as I watched the trailer. They did update the helmet. So, you know, the original Rocketeer had the full face mask. So you can see that right here. But in this Rocketeer adaptation, they've taken away the full face mask and they've put in a pair of goggles. So it's more like a traditional helmet with goggles. The diesel punk aesthetics are definitely there. I don't know when this is set because it says, you know, she's the next in line to become the Rocketeer. I love that they're paying homage to the diner where Peavy and Cliff and Jenny always ate. That was, if you'll remember, that was in the shape of a bulldog. So Kit has her bulldog friend Butch. And what I love about this is they have Butch in a pair of aviation goggles and he's got a little scarf on. Look, it's super cute. And the colors have been updated to appeal to, you know, young girls. It's purple and pink or a pinkish purple, which I actually love. That's purple is my favorite color. And, you know, it looks to be, you know, like just a very, very super cute Dora the Explorer type of show based on the Rocketeer property. Now, already, toxic fandom has lost their mind. You know, I've read comments online from people who say, oh, they're ruining the franchise. I disapprove. Another way for Disney to flush something great down the toilet. Blah, 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 blah. And the fact of the matter is, look, if they are able to take a property that I love, The Rocketeer, and a genre that I love, diesel punk, and expose it to a whole new generation and create brand new diesel punk fans, I'm all about that. That's good. And look, it's going to be cute. It's going to be fun. It's going to be perfect for who it's aimed at. That 2 to 7 year old kid and their families. You know, if you ever watch George Shrinks is diesel punk to the nth degree. But it's a kid's show. It's a kid's cartoon. It's for little kids for the most part. There are some pretty, sophisticated storylines, but it was, you know, intended for kids. And if we can generate and create a whole new generation of diesel punk fans, why would we have a problem with that? I think this is going to be great. And here's what I predict. I've been predicting this for a few years, that the next big wave in Hollywood, now that we're kind of past the superhero thing, although the Marvel panel from San Diego Comic-Con has people really excited. If you go do a search for San Diego Comic-Con news, the announcement from the MCU from Marvel Studios has sucked the oxygen out of the room. I didn't even see that they showed a trailer for Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker at Comic-Con. I mean, MCU has sucked all of the oxygen out of the room. And of course, Marvel is owned by Disney, and Disney owns The Rocketeer. They are producing this Disney Junior animated series. But I've said for years that now that we're past the superhero wave, that the next wave is going to be a resurrection, if it were, of a lot of the pulp heroes. I think that we are going to see this Rocketeer series kind of be the springboard for a new diesel punk pulp noir adventure wave. And we will get a new Rocketeer film. We'll get that Doc Savage film that Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been teasing. Billy Zane is working on a sequel to The Phantom. I know that John Sable, Freelance by Mike Grell, has been optioned for a movie. And as Eric Fisk says, we are going to indoctrinate them from an early age and they'll be diesel punks forever. And that's really what is going on here. And that's not an intentional thing by Disney. They're not trying to indoctrinate anyone, but we should accept it as, hey, this is going to produce a whole new wave of diesel punk and diesel punk adjacent properties. And, you know, I used the word resurrect. It was never really dead. It just, you know, that pulp noir hero wave with the Phantom, Shadow, Rocketeer, and Dick Tracy did okay, but it didn't create, you know, this mega franchise universe. But that could change. And what I would love to see is for a studio to go ahead and secure the rights for all of those different properties, you know, so that we can have a shared diesel punk universe. More on that in just a moment. So anyway, that was the news from San Diego Comic-Con, The Rocketeer animated series. What do you think? Are you excited about The Rocketeer? I'm going to watch it. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to get Disney Plus this fall. This is one of the first series that is coming out on Disney Plus. And that comes out this fall. And you know what? I'm gonna join in. I'm gonna enjoy this. I'm gonna give it its due and love it for what it is. Also this week, if you didn't see our post about it on the Diesel Punk podcast or on the Diesel Punk's Facebook page, last week, Iron Sky, The Coming Race hit theaters. Now, it was pretty much only available one night only in limited markets. New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Dallas, Detroit, Seattle, Tampa, Lakeville, Minnesota. Lakeville. Why would it go to Lakeville and not Nashville? Nashville is the it city. Miami, Cleveland, Ohio. So, and, you know, it was at weird times, you know, 10 at night, 12 noon, different places. So it had a very limited theatrical release. This is the sequel to Iron Sky, a movie that we diesel punks love and that is, you know, jam-packed with diesel punk aesthetics, style, story, and of course the Nazis are the bad guys and get defeated all over again. Now, this sequel, man, looks bananas. If you watch the trailer, or actually you can watch it on iTunes right now. It is available on iTunes, and I had intended to do that before this podcast so that I could give a full review. I will do it before the next podcast. But it comes out on video and DVD at the end of August. So they've released it direct on iTunes, and it will come out on DVD and Blu-ray at the end of August. Now, I know a lot of people have a love-hate relationship with Iron Sky. I really loved it because it was, you know, campy, and it didn't take itself seriously. It made fun of the Nazis in the appropriate way. And Iron Sky, The Coming Race is basically the opposite story. So the end of Iron Sky, they've defeated the Nazis with a nuclear assault in space, but the fallout has made the Earth uninhabitable, and now the human race had to go to the dark side of the moon to survive. That was the story of Iron Sky. The Nazis had gone to the dark side of the moon to survive, you know, to live, to fight another day, and they came back in 2018, and they got defeated all over again. But now, the fallout from that, human race has to go live on the dark side of the moon. And this is some years later now, maybe a generation later, and they decide, or they discover that the Earth is hollow. And so now a team is going to go back to Earth and explore the hollow Earth and see if it can be inhabited. And lo and behold, the Nazis escaped to the hollow Earth. And there's Nazis, there's Adolf Hitler riding a T-Rex because there are dinosaurs in the hollow Earth. It's crazy. It's crazy bananas, but it has those tenets of diesel punk. It's got the aesthetics of the era. It's got sci-fi and fantasy, and it's got punk because there is a person or group of people who are fighting against the status quo and the authoritarianism and the tyranny of society. The tyranny of conformity. Ooh, I love that phrase. Eric, write that down. The tyranny of conformity. Because, you know, diesel punks, we don't conform to contemporary culture. You know, yeah, I'm wearing a t-shirt right now, but it's a Miskatonic University t-shirt. I don't wear cargo shorts and flip-flops with it. You know, I've got some slacks on and a fedora, my Indiana Jones hat. So, we don't conform. And sometimes that just takes the form of vintage fashion and vintage aesthetics with some added punkiness. You know, I got my skull bracelets and my rings, and you know, I'll wear sunglasses. I should have had these on to start, my goggles. But and you know, I'm wearing a razor blade on a necklace. I mean, that's how I express my my push against corporate culture. That's my fight against the tyranny of conformity. I refuse to conform. That's why I'm an artist. So anyway, Iron Sky, The Coming Race, it is available on iTunes right now. So if you are an Apple person like me, go check it out. I promise you I'm gonna do that today. My family's gonna be gone at the dentist, so I can sit down and watch something in peace. For those of you who didn't hear that on the podcast, it was very quiet. Anyway, that's what I'm gonna do. So you wear pants while podcasting? That's Eric Fisk asking me that. Yes, I do. And if that makes me a sicko, so be it. Because I'm a punk that way. All right, so had to get a little liquid refreshment there for those of you listening on iTunes and Stitcher. Before I leave, we got two other things I want to talk to you guys about. First is a review. You guys know I'm a comic book lover. I'm the comic book loving, time traveling prophet of pop culture. And 2 weeks ago, I picked up the collected edition of Harold, Lovecraft, and Tesla. Now, this is by Action Labs, and it basically teams H.P. Lovecraft with Nikolai Tesla. And this should have been a home run. This concept should have been out of the park. You had Nikolai Tesla, who was engaged to Amelia Earhart, and she actually stole his jet engine to fly around the world, and he's trying to track her down. And you got H.P. Lovecraft, who is trying to fight off the coming of the rise of the Elder Gods, and he employs Harry Houdini as one of his agents, and they find themselves thrust together. But this cover is a complete lie. This scene never happens in the book. It's really a very disjointed story with, you know, neither one of the characters really meshing with each other. They're constantly bickering at each other's throats. And the story just kind of goes in weird directions with seeming no direction, and at the end, it just ends. There's no ending. It just stops. This should have been a Dieselpunk essential graphic novel, and it isn't. I can't recommend it to you. I mean, if you want to get it to have in your Dieselpunk collection, go for it. But in terms of readability, art isn't bad, but it's not so good that you have to get it. There were so many great ways that this could have gone. And I just feel like the creators, Riley, Rogers, and Weeks, just fell short. And the fact that issue 4 just ends, not on a cliffhanger, not with a clear ending, but it just ends. It just stops, like someone stopped paving the road. Very frustrating. This should have been a hit. This should have been out of the park. Luckily, there's redemption. And I have a big announcement for you guys. You ready? Drum roll. Here's the big announcement. I don't know. I don't want this to sound so grandiose that people think that, you know, I'm the one making it happen. But, well, I guess I am. So, you guys know that several years ago, I had a book published through Pro Se Press called Tales from the Flipside. Well, long story short, I've sold it really well at conventions. But Pro Se has decided to go in different directions, and they have given me the rights back to the book and the character world that I created and everything associated with it. Now, you guys may remember here on the podcast, when the book was coming out, I said with Larry Amiette, Daisy O'Dair, and John Wofford on this program that I was creating a world and a scenario that will be a gift to Dieselpunk writers everywhere to justify their world and to use as a springboard. Well, Now that I've got the rights back, I have decided I'm going to republish it. I'm going to repackage it, re-edit it, republish it, reloaded, baby, but not as Tales from the Flip Side. I might call it something different. Tales from the Decoverse, maybe? And the Decoverse will be a shared Dieselpunk universe. I'm going to invite Dieselpunk and Decopunk writers to join us. The rules of the world are very simple, and I'll be publishing the details about that in the next day or two on the podcast page and on Dieselpunks and across the net. We've already got William Jackson on board. Eric Fisk is on board. John Wilson, who wrote a lot of articles for dieselpunks.org. Eli Cash has been working on a comic book series or a comic book story, graphic novel, with Big Daddy Cool and Kittens. That will be in this new anthology. D. Alan Lewis has written a story that we'll publish as part of the anthology. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm inviting friends. So if you're out there, Bard Constantine, Dan Glasser, you know, any of our Dieselpunk friends, Holly Gonzalez, Tanya Marie White, all of you guys, I am inviting you to join this shared Decoverse, a shared universe that we can publish, and my publishing company will publish the works, and that'll be great. I'm really super excited about this. I think that this can be really huge and can really build the Dieselpunk literature library, but create something that fans can really relate to. So instead of having to, you know, invest in this world, in this world, in this world, we're going to create a shared world, a shared universe. And so I'm just really excited about it, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The first project that will be released is I'm going to re-edit and re-release the original story I wrote. It is in the book, Tales from the Flip Side, but it was originally intended to be a standalone piece, and that is the story called Night Reich. That is the story of the impossibilist heroes fighting Hitler and Dracula at the end of World War II. I'm really super excited about this project. The Decoverse, or unless we find a different, better name for it, is coming in 2020. And I hope you, as an author, as an artist, and creator, will be on board. We're looking for everybody, not just writers. We're looking for illustrators. We're looking for comic book creators. We're looking for people who, you know, just want to write essays, like a historical take. I would love to have a story about Aloha Wanderwell. I had never heard of this woman until today. And she was a female adventurer back in the early part of the 20th century. Kind of like a Phryne Fisher, if you've ever watched Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries. So that is what is going to go on. The Decoverse is coming, and you can be a part of it. Before we sign off, Grey Captain also mentioned that The Coming Race is also available on Amazon Prime. I'm a Prime subscriber, so I know what I'm going to go do right now. As soon as we get off, I'm going to go watch The Coming Race on Amazon Prime. Can you dig that? I knew that you could. All right, guys and gals, that is it for this week's episode of the Dieselpunk Podcast. Don't forget, I'm looking for an in-studio co-host, someone who can sit right here with me. And if that is you, if you are in the Middle Tennessee area, and you can come join me every week live in the studio on Tuesday mornings here in Gallatin, give me a ring and let me know. Don't call me now. Call me later. Let me know if you want to be a co-host on the Dieselpunk Podcast. Patreon.com/BigDaddyCoolShows or at DieselpunkPodcast.com. Click, you know, become a supporter. We need you to really, we need you to commit to donating $1 or $2 a month. That's all we're asking. Put a tip in the digital tip jar. If all 10,000 of our listeners would do that, holy cow, what we could do with the Diesel Punk podcast, the Decoverse, and everything else going on, live shows, conventions, it would be unlimited. But we need your help to do it. So donate $1 or $2 to our Patreon campaign, patreon.com/bigdaddycoolshows. Let us know what you think about the show. Send us your feedback, feedback@dieselpunkpodcast.com. Follow us online here on Facebook at dieselpunkpodcast.com. And I guess that's it. Check out our sponsor, Magic Subscription Box, magicsubscriptionbox.com. Use promo code BDCMagic, take 50% off, and that is it for this week. So until the next time, guys, swing hard, swing often. We'll catch you on the flip side.